Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, Stargazers, look out for Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in your morning sky from east to west as the morning goes on. Now, the moon this week is passing through its full moon phase, but as the week goes on, hopefully we'll see a return to nice dark skies.
And we have an interesting story today, which folks who listen to HBR News may have first heard last week in one of the Asia Minute reports. When you think about how things turned out with the 30-meter telescope so far, this story is an interesting one because it deals with a massive telescope project and how people are basically just being moved out of the way to create it.
That's right. But the situation surrounding the building of this telescope in China is drastically different from the situation that we have here in Hawaii. The telescope in China is 500 meters across. And unfortunately, even though this telescope is being constructed out in rural areas, it means 10,000 people will have to be displaced.
And so is there any protest about that? Or the government basically just moves in, takes 10,000 residents and moves them out to put this thing up?
That is precisely what's happening. The situation in China is very, very different from here in the United States.
And this is not going to be an optical telescope like the TMT, right? This is a radio telescope.
Yeah, this is a huge radio dish. It's like a super-sized version of the Arecibo telescope in Puerto Rico. Now, in order to construct a telescope of such size, in this case, half a kilometer, it has to be made up of many, many single segments, pretty much like the Keck telescope and the 30-meter telescope.
And they're moving all the folks out of there. Why?
They're actually moving the people to create a radio quiet zone. But in this case, we have to be conscious of the human cost of building such a massive facility.
And the Chinese, any reason as to what got them interested in doing this massive thing? I mean, is there a particular project that they're curious about? Or do you think that it literally could have something to do with an interest in trying to listen for extraterrestrial life?
Well, China's been taking a very keen interest in upping their scientific game recently. As we know, they've sent spacecraft to the moon, they have a space station in orbit, and they're really starting to flex their muscle in science and technology.
Yeah, this thing sounds like something. So it'll be the biggest radio telescope on the planet?
Ever constructed.
Well, let's hope that if they find something out there, they'll share with us their discovery.
Let's hope.
It's Christopher Phillips, and thank you very much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.